point to the truth. Look beyond the words to see the truth for yourself. Truth cannot be intellectualized. It can only be experienced. The truth lies within a feeling, which is why it cannot be formulated into a word. If you want to find the truth, look beyond the words and look for a feeling. Many who discover the truth will describe the feeling as one of complete peace, unconditional love, and an overwhelming amount of joy. People also describe it as the most familiar, unfamiliar feeling. It feels like you're finally home. Look for that feeling, and everything will be revealed to you. In this book, I will not say anything you don't already know deep inside your soul. This is why it will be a familiar, unfamiliar feeling when you experience the truth. Don't try to use your intellect to figure it all out. You won't. As soon as you intellectualize it, you've missed it. The truth does not come from memorizing a sentence or two. A child can do that, but they will not understand the truth. The truth comes in the form of a feeling. From that feeling will come the wisdom and truth you're looking for, which will set you free. And that's what we're all ultimately seeking, isn't it? What I will unveil to you in this book will seem simple. It will seem almost too simple, and your brain, ego, will try to fight it or attempt to make it more complex. It will think it can't be this simple. When that time comes, I want you to remember that the truth is always simple. What is complex can always be broken down into its smaller counterparts. The truth cannot be broken down into smaller constituents, which is what makes it a truth. This is why the truth is always simple. If you want to find the truth, look for simplicity. Approach this book with an open mind and a heart of pure intention to know the truth, and you'll receive everything you've been searching for. Before we move on, I want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude for you being here and sharing your time and attention with me. Those are some of the most valuable life forces you could give to another, so thank you for that gift to me, which you are also giving to yourself. Never forget your own divinity, because it is only through our divinity that we have our humanity. With love and light, Joseph. Chapter 1. The Journey to Finding the Root Cause of Suffering. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering. Out of a fear of the unknown, they prefer suffering that is familiar. Thich Nhat Hanh. There is an important distinction to make when we're speaking about suffering. When I mention suffering in this book, I'm referring to psychological and emotional suffering. There is a way in which no matter what happens in your life, you do not have to suffer emotionally or psychologically. I am not saying that what we go through is all in our heads or made up. Terrible and unfortunate events happen to people every single day. What I'm saying is that although we experience a lot of pain in our lives, suffering is optional. In other words, pain is unavoidable, but how we react to the events and circumstances that happen in our lives is up to us, and that will dictate whether we suffer or not. Buddhists say that anytime we experience a negative event in our lives, two arrows fly our way. Being physically struck by an arrow is painful. Being struck by a second emotional arrow is even more painful. Suffering. The Buddha explained, in life, we can't always control the first arrow. However, the second arrow is our reaction to the first. The second arrow is optional. When I first heard this quote from Buddha a few years back, I was confounded because although I understood what he meant, I didn't know how I could apply this in my own life. If anyone were given the clear choice of suffering and not suffering, I don't think anyone in the right mind would choose to suffer. So how can I just choose not to suffer? If it were as easy as that, I don't think anyone would be suffering anymore. It wasn't until years later that I came across a new understanding of where suffering comes from that I was able to stop it at its source. As I began my journey of self-improvement, I came across a myriad of different teachings, studies, and methods to help people overcome their problems. I read dozens, if not hundreds of books, studied psychology, went to therapists, listened to many different thought leaders, tried changing my habits, waking up at 4 a.m., changing my diet, becoming more structured and disciplined, shadow work, studying different personality types, meditating daily, going on spiritual retreats, following spiritual masters, and researching different ancient religions. If you name it, I've probably tried it. I was desperate to find an answer because I wanted to know how to stop suffering in my own life, as well as help others do the same. Although some of those things did help me improve incrementally, it didn't stop my suffering entirely. I still always felt extremely anxious, fearful, unfulfilled, irritated,